Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1289. We're learning today Lili Nishmas Moshe Doiv. Bever Baron Zis Lili Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lurafu Shalema Miriam Razel Bazdina. Getting back to Amalach of Zora winnowing. Okay, we're just going through some various different examples. Before we talk about other aspects of Zora, in conjunction with some of the categories which we learned of Zora. And the main one was one of the major issues which we spoke about, which is actually with one's mouth, using one's mouth, blowing with one's mouth in ways whereby they will be separating items, and especially if it's Gedulei Karka, like we spoke about, the Malach of Zora applies to items which grew from the ground in general, as far as the Deraisa part of it goes, and then we did explain, just to review, that the as far as with one's mouth, even though the Aruch HaShulchan was meikel, but most other poskim are machmer that even using one's mouth is mamish, the one of the ways of doing zayra, and according to many min haTorah. Okay, just to quote a few more interesting examples, which on Agel Maisa, he brings down the Sefer Lamites Melachos on page 380, blowing dust or specks of dried leaf left on a fruit. The person has a fruit, right? And it's dusty, or there's specks of dirt, the dried leaves. Sometimes you have a fruit that's, so we spoke about washing it off in the Malach of Borer. Like we said, we'll try and go through a little bits here and there of Borer as we go through down, sort of like down the same track, on a parallel track with Borer. As far as washing fruits, we spoke about in the past, you're not allowed to soak fruits. To soak fruits on Shabbos is barer. That's the malacha barer. Washing fruits, as long as you're going to eat it right away, if there's regular dirt, that's visible dirt, if you're going to eat it right away, so lefi Ramosha, that would be fine. It was machloikis Ramosha in the Mishnah Berurah, but lemaisa Ramosha held that it was okay, as long as you're going to eat it right away, to wash off some dirt from a fruit. But now let's say, what about blowing dust or specks of dried leaf left on a fruit? To blow that off would be a problem. He doesn't really talk about the Sefer Lamites Melachos. He doesn't talk about if you're going to eat it right away. But I didn't come across anything. We have to see as we go down the road. But I didn't see anything whereby if somebody does this action for immediate use of blowing, whereby it would be okay. That does apply by Borer. Now, when it comes to Borer, these taking the good from the bad, then you're going to eat it right away. So that, we said, in general was fine. But by Zohar, we don't have a concept, I didn't see any concept of, whereby it's for immediate use. It's just the action of the blowing action that is the problem. So that's what he wants to say. If somebody's actually going to blow off the dust or specks of dried leaves or something along those lines, the dirt on the fruit would be problematic. And in the Chodri, we could say over there that if you're going to wash it off and if immediate use, Lefira Moshe, at least it would be okay. But not to blow it, not to use a blowing, a blowing action with one's mouth, blowing dust, right. So now he brings down, the Sefer Klolim brings down an interesting case, that, very interesting case, confetti, right? How do you have confetti? People, let's say, in a case in time whereby, whatever the reason it might be, but it's just an interesting case, if somebody, confetti is something that grew from the ground, it's papers, little pieces of papers, or whatever the case is, and let's say somebody throws it up into the air, which is, confetti is spread, usually that's the way that it's spread. You throw it and the wind comes and blows it, right? So let's say a case in time, not talking about muksa, not talking about questions of an Erev, but just throwing up, he says, also the father and they, the Yaris were like confetti, he brings down confetti on page Lamed, does it say, for Kalalim, Alidei Ruach, and you're doing it through the wind, right? Your Kavanosei, that your Kavana is, the father, Hani Yaris, Alidei HaRuach, your Kavana is that it should all spread out through the wind. That's an interesting case. Again, there's not so many people going to do that on Shabbos, but it's an interesting case. Somebody wants to use the wind to throw confetti, right, to these little pieces of paper. And the kavana is that the wind should have it, lefazer on the yoreis al dei ruach, the wind should come and blow it all over. That's what confetti is, so that would also be also. And he brings on the bottom, very interesting, that the Yerushalanu nasa meyetsa mesharei gedulei karka. This is gedulei karka. And again, once you have gedulei karka, you have a problem of zayra when one is using wind, whether it's regular natural wind or with the mouth or whatever the case is. So Lamaisi, he does bring down, does it say, for Klalim, it is a machloikis If it's mutter or not, we'll try and get a little bit into it upcoming shiurim, if it's mutter or not to spread the fazal de ruach hecha shalei nase beriras oichel. In other words, if your mom is spreading oichel and psalis, in other words, the bad from the good, or like in our case with just flat out the confetti, we'll see how that works. That's an interesting, there is a machloikis when it comes to that aspect, but you could be dealing possibly with a suffix derisa, especially in the case in time whereby it's a, items which grew from the ground, right? So one should be careful in those instances. He actually brings down the case over there also of the tablecloth, which we spoke about. There's a Sefer Klolim on page Lamed Gimel. He says, right, again, somebody goes out, we're in case in time where there's an Erev, and they're going to shake out their tablecloth. So it's really totally in that machlaik, because we did see the Sefer Learning Shabbos in 3 minutes did bring down Lamaisa, will be Mutta B'Shem Dishmir Shabbos Kelchasa. But he does say that v'yesh lahachman b'zeh heicha shemachavin sharuach yifaza perurei lechem. If somebody goes and shakes it out, right, they're going to shake out this tablecloth, let's say, from the crumbs, and their kavana shemachavin sharuach yifaza, that is that the wind, right? It's blowing. Oh, it's a nice blowing windy day, so I'm going to take my tablecloth and whatever. I'm going to have the wind blow it. I'll give it a little shake, but the wind, my kavana shemachavin sharuach yifaza, my kavana is that the wind should blow it and spread and get rid of the crumbs. So that, he says, is taka running into a problem, because you mamish mechavin for that. He says, v'alfal pisha einim mafrid oichum mepsoilus. You're not really just taking away oichel from psoilus. It's not really a mixture like whereby you have by borer, like we discussed. Avlanan machmirim she'asu lefaza afilu min echad, even one min she'ein by oichel psoilus, eich she'mechal lefaza apirim leruach. So, like we said, the case of Sefer learning Shabbos in 3 minutes was mekel with the Shemir Shabbos, but like I said over there, that's a little bit different. If you just, you know, you don't, it's not a question of wind. I just give it a little shake out or whatever. But if you mamash mechaven that the wind should spread it, so then you're running into issues of zayra. Hecha shemechaven lefazer apirim leruach. The imam should have in mind that the wind should spread it, so that's where you're running into a problem. One has to be careful. Just give a little shake to get rid of some crumbs, fine. But you know, just start being mechaven. Oh, it's windy, it's blowing, it's going to get rid of the crumbs, fine. So that's already running into problems of zayra. Thank you for listening. Aslachem bracha kol tuv.